It's time for Brenham Cub football. KWHI's broadcast the Brenham Cubs against the Lamar Mustangs, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Pre-game show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Cold Course Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoque Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go to the field and your host, Doug Brown, and Tommy Lange for after this word from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you to Trailer Stadium in Rosenberg, Texas. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Tonight it's Brenham Cub football. The Cubs taking on the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And Tommy, Cubs coming off a big win over Montgomery last week. And now looking to build on them again this week.
No doubt about it. It was great to see that Cub football team get their momentum back again. Just an outstanding performance offensively last week, both running the football and passing the football. So looking forward to this game, and we need to keep the ball rolling in the right direction.
We certainly do, and Cubs looking to stay hot in the district race. And Lamar Consolidated looking for to get off the schneid. They've had they're coming here with three straight losses. And in front of the hometown crowd, they got something to prove tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I really enjoyed the visit with Coach Youngs this evening, which everyone else will hear just a little bit later. But he spoke very highly of that quarterback that they have. He's good, very effective both passing the football and running the football. So the Cubs can't take this game lightly.
Exactly, and we've got a lot to come here on the pregame show, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Hardworking simplicity and serious durability. That's the winning combination you get when you pair a rugged Workmaster utility tractor with a DuraDisc heavy-duty disc mower, both from New Holland and WC Tractor in Brenham. You'll maximize the tonnage of your hay fields by slicing a clean, close swath up to 10 foot 4 inches wide, all while operating in confidence and comfort with a Workmaster tractor with high-visibility all-weather cab. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham today to learn about this unstoppable New Holland team.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now at the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
As we come back to action here, and the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And, of course, this is a district matchup between the two. And, oops, forgot to pull it up here. The district standings as we have them right now. And naturally, when you want to pull up shortly, then the phone wants to run slow. We've got the cheerleaders for Lamar Consolidated dressed out in pink tonight for, of course, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so in honor of all those who have either had breast cancer or breast cancer survivors, those that have lost someone, they're honoring them tonight.
And if you notice our cheerleaders, Doug, we have the pink pom-poms.
Ah, very nice. And I apologize to the home audience that had some technical difficulties earlier we had to work you out, but nevertheless, here we go. We got the currently on the district standings. Of course, at the top of the district is Lake Creek, who has been blowing everybody away this year. And then they are perfect thus far in district at 3-0, and they're 7-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Huntsville also 3-0 in district, and they're 4-3 overall. And then we've got right now for third place, Randall, Brenham, and Brian Rutter all tied 1-1 in district. Randall's 5-1 overall, Cubs and Rutter 3-3 on the season. And we'll see Rutter next week for the homecoming game at Cubs Stadium. And then it's Lamar Consolidated. They are in sixth place. They're 2-5 overall and 0-3 in district. And Montgomery, which is surprising because when we saw them last week, they didn't play like an 0-7 team.
Not at all. Montgomery, and just the week prior to that, they had such an outstanding game with Lake Creek and took them down to the wire. I would have really loved to have seen how that game ended up, who scored, how did they what exactly happened, but it was a one-point football game, and they're not a bad football team at all.
Yeah, and we are going to check in with Coach Danny Youngs, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
And back we go, and it's time now to go down the field and check in, Tommy, with Coach Danny Youngs.
Sunday and get ready for the next week. I thought we had a really good week of practice. I thought the kids were dialed in and focused. And, you know, you got a good Lamar Conn team here. He's got some good athletes on offense that play really good defense. You know, I think we say this every week. If you don't come play, it's going to cost you. And so we need to be focused. We need to execute. We got to tackle. You know, we got to take care of the football on offense. And we got to create turnovers on defense. You've seen last week, we created two turnovers. That's huge. And, you know, I think we just need to come out and be the best version of the Brenham Cubs that we've been all year. And we'll see how it turns out.
We can't look at the records. The record doesn't say a whole lot. What can we expect out of Lamar?
They're going to be physical. Like I said, they play good defense. They're going to throw a lot on offense, getting a lot of empty sets. They try to, you know, expose you there. And their quarterback's a good athlete. He's their best runner. Of course, he's their best thrower. So you know, you got to contain him. But if you're going to put the ball in the air that much, we need to get pressure on the quarterback, and we need to create turnovers. That's the biggest thing. We want to create turnovers, and we want to be a consistent on defense and play at our expectations and play at the level we're capable of. We got to quit being on this roller coaster ride on defense, and we need to be solid.
Very good. Good luck this evening. Let's get another W.
Absolutely. Thanks, sir.
All right, that's Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll be back with more of the pregame. And I apologize for the little technical difficulty at the beginning there, but we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket in Sealy and at all Lowe's supermarkets.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Come back here. It's time now to take a look at your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for your Brenham Cubs starting lineup, it will be Jordan Harvey at quarterback. At running back will be Jacoby Dixon, and we'll see a healthy dose as well of Jalen Ward. Your wide receivers for the Cubs are Jose Castillo as well as Chris Guidry and Deontay Martin. The H-back is Ivan Salazar. On the offensive line at center, you've got Blake Robinson, and then also the other linemen, Andre Mojica, Antoine Nahara, as well as Dane Cruzy. And then Colby Holahan. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you got defensive tackle Miguel Rodriguez. And then beyond, you got Cole Whitfield, and then of course the linebackers, Cade Moore, and Connor Appelt. That's who I was forgetting. Connor Appelt on the D line there, and then linebackers Cade Moore as well as Trey Lockett. And and John Rigsby, almost forgot, didn't want to leave him out on the defensive end. And then at the corners, you got Cartel Brown and Juan Mata. And then at the safeties, you got Jaden Shipley and also Jabrion Moore. The place kicker is Reese Davis, and the punter is Landon Zelinka. And that is a look at your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And we are going to have hopefully the national anthem and the coin toss. But first, let's send you back to the studios again. And here's some more from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back here to Trailer Stadium in Rosenberg, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Now the Cubs taking the field. And Lamar Consolidated getting ready to join them. Cubs dressed out all in white with the green letters and numbers. And looks like Lamar will be dressed out in dark blue and gray. And listen to the Cub marching band. As we are getting closer and closer to the kickoff time here. And one thing I do like, Tommy, is we were told beforehand that Lamar Consolidated apparently does not have a JV team this year. And so Coach Youngs has brought up for this game several members of the Brenham Cub JV team. They're here with the varsity tonight. And so get them, get the younger guys a little Friday night experience.
I tell you what, that's a great, great point, what Coach Youngs is doing with those younger individuals. Because when you get at this level, you will find out the difference between that junior varsity level and that varsity level very, very quickly. So I love what Coach Young is doing, and let's hope that maybe some of those younger faces can get in the game this evening.
Well, we certainly hope so. Yeah, the Mustangs are taking the field. And before we get to the anthem in the coin toss, I want to thank the good people here at Trailer Stadium for their hospitality again, outdoing themselves. We got some Whataburger here tonight in the press box.
I'm telling you, man, I tell you, even that Whataburger was great.
Yeah.
It hit the spot, and, you know, this is twice. We've been here twice this year, mm-hmm. and unbelievable the care that we get here, it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody is just absolutely terrific.
Yeah, they are. There's some very nice folks here. And we certainly appreciate all the hospitality.
We're spoiled.
So, yeah. Okay. And so here's the national anthem. Played by the Lamar Consolidated Marching Band. Rendition of the anthem, and they'll have the coin toss, and then we'll have the first kick, but that is going to do it for the pregame show, and we'll send you back to the studios. When we come back, you're ready for the kickoff after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Pre-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Book Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bombs, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Full Course Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlamman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
Cartel Brown.
Cartel Brown gets it up to the 45-yard line, and the Cubs are going to start with good field position. Cubs, well, Lamar won the toss and elected to defer the second half, so the Cubs received to start the game.
Excellent run back there by Cartel Brown.
Yeah, as you're looking at your radio dial, Cubs will be going right to left. Lamar will be going left to right. And Jordan Harvey out of the shotgun. And gives to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon out across the 50 to the 45. And he's got the first down for the Cubs.
Tell you what, just straight handoff there right up the gut to Jacoby Dixon and picking up where he left off last week.
And so it gets to the other 43-yard line, so a 14-yard run. And first and 10 for the Cubs, already into Mustang territory. Play fake, and Harvey's going to pass to Salazar. Salazar across the 40, 35, 30. He's got some room, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
The pass is complete to number one, Andrew Salazar.
Looks like they're going to mark him back about the 29-yard line, but he'll still pick up the first down.
I tell you, just simple little pass out in the right flat to Ivan Salazar. Took it down that sideline, just got 1 foot out of bounds, just a little too early.
And handoff to Kobe Dixon. Out across the 25, and he's going to be run out of bounds, a little shy of the first down marker.
Just simple running play off right tackle there. Jacoby Dixon saw a seam open up, broke it to the outside. Looks like he fell about two yards short of the first down.
So second down for the Cubs. Harvey back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. He's got a man open down the sidelines and incomplete. He was looking for Deontay Martin.
Tell you what, Deontay had a step on the defensive back. Jordan Harvey just overthrew him about a couple of yards.
We'll bring third down and three. We got 11:03 left to go here in the first quarter. Just underway, opening drive. And handoff to Kobe Dixon, and he is going to bounce off a tackler. 15, 10, 5, into the end zone, and that's a Cub touchdown.
I tell you what, just simple running play right up the gut. Jacoby Dixon had the first down. Another guy came up, tried to tackle him, stiff-armed him, broke out to the right sideline, basically walked into the end zone.
And they're going to come on for the extra point try.
That's one of the bring-up kickers, Doug, one of the new ones.
Yeah, this is Blue Sinega, a freshman. Yeah, we got a whistle. Yeah, so it was offsides against the Mustangs, and so that'll move him in a little bit. So Blue Sinega getting the chance to kick the extra point here.
Get
And kick is up. And it's good. And so with 10:55 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 7-0. Back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Side kick there, and the Cubs recover it, or are they going to say it didn't go far enough?
Well, they did recover it, Doug, but it did not. They're marking it, and it did not go far enough.
Okay, and so the so it will be Mustang football at the Cub 49-yard line. We've got a winner in our first touchdown of the night, and, of course, the first touchdown brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. And our winner tonight, a good friend of mine, Melanie Warshak. Congratulations, Melanie, on winning the rack of ribs courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And I'm sure you make sure you split some with your dad.
There you go. No, well, I was going to say split it with Doug and I. You know?
And
but split it with Dad.
Yeah. And as we get set to go here, and it's the first possession.
That's Nathan Lawther with the football.
Nathan Lawther, the quarterback, and he will handle the bulk of the offensive duties, both running and throwing. And, of course, don't forget, visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing, and you make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, a proud supporter of area sports.
Christian Prosper on that tackle there for the Cubs.
And it's a Lothar out of the shotgun. And he is going to hand the ball off this time. And it is to Simon Fernando.
Boy, I tell you what, Cade Moore came up and put a tattoo on him.
And that'll be, let's see, a two-yard pickup. Bring up third down and eight.
This first possession here, Doug, is going to determine exactly what Coach Youngs is hoping will happen in this football game this evening.
Lothar calling out the signals. And he's back to pass. Rushes on and incomplete.
Pass was intended for number 18.
Let's see, that Julius Brown.
Tell you what, this is tough this evening. I mean, really, really great rosters, but what they did is
they darkened in the numbers.
They darkened the numbers on the Lamar Consolidated side.
Yeah. And it was Shipley on the coverage there for the Cubs. And the snap, it went over the punter's head, but beforehand, whistle. That's a false start call on the Mustangs. That'll back them up 5 more yards.
Deep for the Cubs will be Jabrion Moore and Cartel Brown.
Movement, And a high snap once again. And it just got the punt away. And it's going to roll down about the 30-yard line.
He got a blessing roll.
Yeah. Let's see. That was one of their linemen. Jesus Medina was one of their defensive linemen doing the punting for the team, for the Mustangs.
It did an outstanding job of just getting the punt away.
Yeah. I mean, he had to hustle. He's not a small guy, and he had to rush back there, grab it, and still try to get it off, and he did. To his credit. So first and 10 for the Cubs at the 30-yard line.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Harvey.
And handoff goes to Dixon. And he'll pound his way forward up to the 33-yard line. Pick up a three. That'll bring up second down and 7. As we got 8:35 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs lead at 7-0.
Kenneth Rohn in on the tackle for the Mustangs.
Play action, and Harvey pass complete to Salazar. Salazar spins his way out across the 35, and he's brought down about the 36-yard line. So another 3-yard pickup.
Just a little simple. Pass out in that right flat there to Ivan Salazar. Gets a fair gain on the play. 4 yards for a first down.
Yeah, it's a third down and 4. Harvey with a handoff to Dixon. Dixon running behind his lineman. He got across the 40, 45, 50. And drug out of bounds into Mustang territory. Down to the 46-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Cubs.
Again, a simple handoff to Jacoby Dixon off right tackle. He breaks it to the outside, down that right sideline. Nice game. Another Cub first down.
And in motion, here's Salazar. Passes complete to Deontay Martin. Out across the 45 to the 40 to the 35. And he'll pick up the first down. And we just got Burton apparently all over Snook tonight there in the first. They got 5:30 left to go in the first half. Burton winning 20-0.
Oh, my goodness. Good job, Burton. Panthers.
Good start for the Panthers. They seem to have righted the ship over there. And pass complete out to Dixon out of the backfield, out across 35-30. And he's going to be run out of bounds just shy of the first down marker.
Just a little, simple little pass out there in that right flat to Jacoby Dixon. He breaks it to the outside. Looks like a yard short of the first down.
And I like the strategy here, Tommy. The Cubs are just taking what the Mustangs give them.
A great point, Doug. You brought up a very, very good point.
And hit all this Jalen Ward in there now. Ward cuts it back, and he will pick up that first down to the 17.
Tell you what, it was a handoff to Jalen Ward off left tackle. He broke it back toward the middle of the field, gets that first down for the Cubs.
And we're down to 6:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading 7-0 and knocking on the door. Salazar in motion. And this time, Harvey going to take off himself. And he'll get it down to the six, get it to the 16. So a 1 yard pickup. And Lamar consolidated once a timeout on the field. So we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Ball on the 16-yard line. Cubs leading 7-0. It is second down and 9. Harvey takes a snap. Rolling out. And he is going to tuck it and keep it himself out across the 10. And just shy of the first down.
Jordan Harvey with the quarterback keeper.
Jordan was looking for a receiver down that right sideline. Broke it to the outside. Comes up 1 yard short of the first down.
It's a ball at the 8 yard line. Third down and 1. And off Jalen Ward. And Ward's going to break out. And he's around the end. And he's going to coast into the end zone for the Brenham Cub touchdown.
Simple handoff right up the middle to Jalen Ward. Jalen breaks it to the outside. Open field. Another Cub touchdown.
And now Sinego on for the extra point.
Watch this young man in warm-ups, Doug.
Yeah.
Pretty good foot for a freshman.
Yeah. And kick is up. It's good. And so with 5:56 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 14-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and More. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And after another kickoff fielded by the Mustangs, didn't get very far. And they will come out on offense.
Ball was fielded by Julius Brown. I couldn't find the handle. Finally goes down to his knees. Mustangs football on the 21.
And so first and 10. The quarterback Nathan Lothor, the senior, leads him out on the field. Snap and play action, and Lothor going to keep it himself. And he's brought down after just a short gain.
Mm-hmm.
That's clock ticking here. 2 yard pickup, bring up second down and 8. Man in motion up, and we're going to get a whistle. And it'll be a false start against the Mustangs. That'll push them back 5 yards. That'll make it second down to 13 instead. Clock stop with 5:02 left to go in the first quarter.
Going back to that first series, Doug, the Cubs started out the game with good defensive pursuit. And I think that's what's causing this Mustang team to fall start. They want to get a jump on those Cub defenders.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it took a little too long. And the Mustang's going to have to burn another timeout. Yeah, so with the timeout on the field, we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And that pass goes low. Thor, he's going to let it drop. And pass, is it going to be caught? No.
No. Intended for number 4. That's Dustin Rogers.
And so that will bring up 3rd down and 13.
Big pass rush again for that Cub defense.
Yeah, Rogers jumped up, tried to make the valiant catch, just a little too high on the pass. Clock stop on the penalty with 4:49 left to go here in the first quarter. And man in motion. Lothor play action. And he's going to put it in the air and incomplete. Was looking for Rogers again.
Good call. Good coverage there by that Cub defense.
Looked like Juan Mata there on the coverage. And that'll bring it 4th down. Comes with a 14-0 lead, looking to build on that.
J.B. Ryan Moore and Cartel Brown deep for the Cubs.
And punt. Just get it away. And the Cubs fumble the punt, and it's going to be recovered by the Mustangs. Well, was that? I think that was Moore that fumbled it.
Yes, it was. No, it was Cartel.
Or it was Cartel. It was Cartel.
Cartel,
okay.
Brown came up for the ball, fumbled it, and two Mustangs right there to recover the fumble.
And so the golden opportunity for the Mustangs here.
There was a flag on the play, Doug.
Yeah.
But the referee picked up the flag, so evidently the flag was against the Cubs. Now Mustang football.
Yeah, they'll take the field position. And so they'll be at their own 48-yard line. There's a snap. Rolling out is Low Thor. And he's going to take it himself, and he's going to be run out of bounds about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he was looking for someone in the, for a receiver in that left flat. Finally run out of bounds there by Christian Prosper.
And they're only going to give him to the 49, so 1 yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and 9. And man in motion. Active pass goes low throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run out across the 50. Escapes the defender and fights his way close to the first down.
A nice open field tackle there on low throw by Cartel Brown.
And up to the 43-yard line.
Is that a yard short?
Yep. Third and one now for the Mustangs. As we're down to 4 minutes left to go in the quarter. And a whistle. We got movement on the line there. It's going to be called on Samir White, one of the wide receivers. That'll push it back to the 48-yard line. And now instead of a third and one, it'll be now third and 6.
That will definitely change the play.
And he is going to be sacked on the play.
I tell you what, big pass rush there by number 15. That was Trey Lockett making a big stop on Lothar. Way back, big loss.
Yeah, that's a huge sack there for Lockett. And now they'll be on to punt again. This is the big man, Jesus Medina.
Cartel Brown and Jay Brown more deep again for the Cubs.
And a kick by Medina. More calling for the fair catch, and he makes it at the 26-yard line. And so that's where the Cub offense will come back out on the field with 2:28 left to work with here in the first quarter. Cubs leading at 14 to nothing over the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And the Cubs break the huddle.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey.
And we got some movement. They got Cruzy now lined up as a receiver, and Harvey's going to take it himself. And Jordan Harvey out across the 40 to the 50. He's going to go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. Jordan Harvey goes 74 yards for the Brenham Cub touchdown.
Tell you what, that was a design quarterback draw, Doug. Jordan got the football, faked a pass out in the left flat, went straight up the middle, goes into the end zone untouched.
And so Sinegon now for the extra point try. Kick is up. Kick is good. And so with 2:12 left to go in the first quarter, Cubs now lead it 21-0. Back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And on the return was Julius Brown for the Mustangs, and he got it up to the 27-yard line.
Nice open field tackle there by Braylon Raxton for the Cubs.
And so it'll be first and 10. Mustangs with a football. 2:05 left to play. Cubs leading it 21-0 here in the first quarter. And there is the handoff. That is to number 4, Dustin Rogers.
Nice tackle there by Trey Lockett for the Cubs.
Again, no gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10.
In the early going here, Doug, Trey Lockett all over the football field this evening.
He certainly is. We're going to keep it himself, and he is out across the 30. And up there to the 32-yard line. That's going to be about a 5-yard gain. I'll bring up third down and 5.
Lothar took the snap, Doug. Looked to his right flat and just ran straight up the middle there. Again, tripped up by Trey Lockett for the Cubs.
So we're down to 45 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Lothar takes the snap, and he is going to throw it over the sidelines, nowhere in particular. And that'll bring it fourth down and a punting situation.
So a big rush there by Cade Moore and Doyle Brown for the Cubs, and Lothar did all he could do to just dump the football out in that right flat.
And so now Medina back to punt.
Jabrion Moore and Cortell Brown deep for the Cubs.
There's the kick. Moore missed it again, and now he's got to run back and grab it. At the 21, across the 25, now got back up to the 30, and down at the 31-yard line. And so that's how the Cubs will come out. I couldn't tell if he missed it and had to go back and get it, or he must have touched it because he ran back after it.
I think he what his intentions were, Doug, to catch it on the run, and it went right through his hands back and finally brought down by J.J. Soto for the Mustangs.
And so 12 seconds left to go in the quarter. This will probably be the last play.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey.
Harvey back to pass, and it's going to be caught by Dixon. And he is out across the 30 to the 34-yard line. He's run out of bounds. So clock stop with 4 seconds left in the quarter.
Jacoby Dixon was in motion to the right, and Jordan Harvey just took the ball, flipped it out in the right flat to Jacoby. What is that, 2 yard gain? Maybe three.
And so that'll bring up second down. And Harvey takes a snap, and that is going to be an end around. And that is Jalen Ward. Ward out across the 45 to the 40. Now Ward got his way open, and he is down the sidelines in for the Cub touchdown. As time expires here in the first quarter, that's a 66-yard run for Ward. And that's his second touchdown of the night.
Tell you what, Jalen Ward was in motion from the right, coming back to the left, took the handoff from Jordan Harvey, broke around right in, saw a seam open up, goes down that sideline untouched. Another Cup touchdown.
And so Blusinega on for the extra point. And kick is up, and it's good. And so we've reached the end of the first quarter. Cubs lead at 28 to nothing. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
With auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 2, Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels. Panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And we get set to go here with the start of the second quarter. And the Cubs will squib kick this one out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. And as we start the quarter, Cubs lead at 28 to nothing over Lamar Consolidated. Yes, you heard that right. Cubs on two touchdown runs from Jalen Ward, one from Jordan Harvey, and one from Jacoby Dixon. And they kick it off here. Now it will be first and 10 for the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. Just
on the kicking team, 5 yards will be added to where the ball went out of bounds. First down, Consolidated.
And so the explanation there from the head referee. So the ball will be at the 34-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Lamar Consolidated. Thank you. And play action, and the pass is complete. That is to
number 12,
Amor Goins. And he'll pick up the first down of the game for Lamar Consolidated to the 49-yard lines.
There's a one-step drop back there, a quick release there by Lothar to the receiver, breaks it up the middle, and as you said, Doug, first Lamar Consolidated first down.
And so ball at the Cub 49-yard line. Both are calling out the signals. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Out across the 45 to the 40. And he's close to another first down. So ball spot on the 40-yard line, second down and one.
Okay, Doug, it was brought down by 37 for the Cubs, and I don't have that number.
That would be Nevaeh Jackson.
That's okay, one, there you go.
One of the new ones here. Oh, here you go. They don't have the updated one on.
Hey, there you go. Oh, good job.
Yeah, here's this job. Is the new one. In case you didn't hear the top, the Cubs have brought several of the JV players along with them. Get them some varsity experience here tonight since Lamar Consolidated doesn't have a JV.
And one of the new young men gets in on the action.
And the ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Lamar Consolidated. Cubs with a 28-0 lead, 9:50 left to go here in the second quarter. And is Lothar going to keep it himself at out of bounds at the, looks like he didn't get anything there. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage.
It was designed quarterback keeper out that off that left side, run out of bounds by J. Brown Moore for the Cubs.
So second down and 10. Ball at the 38-yard line. Play action. And it's going to be tipped and incomplete.
It's intended for number 2.
That'd be Samir White. That'll bring up third down and 10 now for the Mustangs.
Covered on the coverage there, J. Brown Moore for the Cubs.
Back to pass, and now he's going to tuck it and run. And Lothar out across the 30, 25, and he's finally run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds by Cade Moore for the Cubs.
Lothar showing off his athleticism. And picks up the first down for the Mustangs.
Lothar dropped back to pass, Doug. Good coverage there by those Cub defenders. He just broke it out to that toward that left sideline, gets another first down for the Mustangs.
Ball at the Cub 23-yard line. Lothar positioning his players. And he's going to put it in the air and incomplete. Was looking for Samir White.
Hey, good coverage there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
Stayed off him just enough to where he didn't have to worry about getting the pass interference call. Clock stops with 8:46 left to go in the second quarter. Coming up to the half, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. We'll also find out who's our HEB Scholar of the Week. And we'll also hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band and have first half statistics as well. All coming up on our halftime report.
And the Mustangs have to burn their third timeout.
That is their final timeout of the half, and we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And back we go, Lothar. The man in motion fakes the end around. Now he's going to put it in the air, and pass is going to be incomplete. He was looking for Samir White. Good double coverage by the Cubs.
Yeah, it was good coverage there by Jabron Moore and Juan Mata for the Cubs.
That's going to make a third down and 10.
He actually had a step on both defenders there for a split second.
Yep, just couldn't quite haul that one in. And back to pass, rolling out his low throw, and he puts it in the air. And it's intercepted. And let's see who came
Cartel.
Up with it. Cartel Brown. Not bad for the sophomore corner.
I tell you what, Cartel Brown each week has just been getting a little bit better, doing a great job on that in that cornerback slot, and comes up with a big interception there. Great play.
Yeah, it keeps the Mustangs out of the end zone, and that'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. Cubs with a chance to extend their lead. They lead it 28 to nothing with 8:14 left to go in the half. And, well, now what are we doing here?
Oh, no. That's big.
So it was during the run back, a personal foul against the Cubs. And so that marched them back. Now they're going to start the football at the 9-yard line. Or 8-yard line, excuse me.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey.
Harvey takes a snap. And now he's going to put it in the air. And that is going to be caught.
That's Chris.
Chris Guidry down the line. And he is going to go coast to coast. 92 yards for the Cub touchdown. Well, just when you think you got him pinned all the way back, the Cubs go the opposite direction and just let her fly.
I'll tell you what, ball was actually underthrown just a little bit, Doug. Chris Gidry did an excellent job coming back for the football, and we found out what kind of speed he has.
He certainly has, and now Sneg on for the extra point. Snap, kick is up, and it's good. And so with 7:56 left to go in the first half, Cubs now lead at 35-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And the Cubs will kick it off. It'll be fielded at the 17-yard line, and then the return man stepped on the line after he caught it. So that's where it'll be spotted for the Mustangs. As we come back here, Cubs lead at 35-0. 7:55 left to go into the half. Mustangs had their best drive going, but then the interception by Cartel Brown. And that might have been a backbreaker there. As Lothar leads the team out on the field. And White in motion, pass is complete.
That's number 18, Doug.
That's Julius Brown.
Yeah.
And he got maybe a yard off of that. Bring up 2nd and 9.
Brought down by Shane Escamilla for the Cubs.
And Escamilla Jr. Empty backfield now for Lothar. Takes the snap. Oh, and he fumbled the snap. Now he's got to pick it up and run with it. And the Cubs are going to bring him down.
Tell you what, as you said, he mishandled the snap there, Doug. Had nothing else to do, pick the ball up and run. Landon Shipley with a nice stop there for the Cubs.
Only a 1 yard gain. That'll bring up 3rd down and 8. Checking his wristband for the play call. And now let's see what the Mustangs come up with. Man in motion, play action. And well, they're going to put it in the air. He's got a man open and incomplete. He was looking for Julius Brown. It looked like Casey Edwards may have gotten away with a little shove there at the end.
I think you're absolutely correct, Doug. He actually had two steps on, or a step or two on, Casey Edwards.
And it's now 4th down and 8, and the Mustangs will have to punt.
Jay Brown, Moore, and Cartel Brown deep for the Cubs.
And now Brenham is going to burn a timeout. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
With Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And the snap was over the punter's head.
Recovered by the Cubs, Doug, in the end zone, Cade Moore.
Yeah, well, let's see. It looks like the referee's marking him down. Are they going to? Oh, they did give it to it. Okay. So now the lineup for the extra point try. So Cade Moore, a fumble recovery in the end zone. And so that'll bring out Senega for the extra point try. And kick is up, and it's good. And Senega remains perfect on the night on the extra point tries. And with 6:09 left to go in the second quarter, Cubs now lead at 42-0. Yeah, we'll just keep it right here since we just came back from the commercial break. And that was a big play there for the Cubs. As now they just can keep right on. They have just been dominating this entire first half on every facet of the game.
Tell you what, we got all kind of guys up for player of the game defensively also. Trey Lockett making some big plays. Cartel Brown with a big interception.
And now
Cade Moore.
Yeah, with a fumble recovery in the end zone for the touchdown.
I think this is what Coach Young's wanted to see this evening, is for that defense to step it up a notch.
Yeah, they certainly have. They have been dominant as Reese Davis will kick off. And that one is going to be fielded at the 17-yard line.
It's number two.
That is Samir White on the return. He'll get it out across the 30 to the 35, brought down.
Run out of bounds there by Cason Edwards for the Cubs.
Yeah, let's see where the referees will spot the football. We got 6:01 left here in the second quarter. Yeah, they're going to put it at the 36-yard line. Back to pass, and it's going to be a sack there, Miguel Rodriguez.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad you made that great call there, Doug. Big pass rush there by Miguel Rodriguez and just made a heck of a stop there.
I mean, Lothar didn't know what got to him. He was just backing up, and Miguel just chased him down. and loss of 10 on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 20. And low throw, takes the low snap. Rolling to his right, trying to find somebody to throw it to. He's going to put it in the air, and incomplete. Intended for Samir White.
Cartel Brown on the coverage there for the Cubs.
And that'll bring up third down and 20. 5:02 left to go in the half. Motion back to pass goes Lothar. And just escapes the pass. Rush now he's running for his life, and he'll be out of bounds at the 28-yard line.
Run out of bounds there by Landon Shipley for the Cubs.
And so fourth and long, and they will have to punt with 4:52 left. As we said, coming up to half, we'll have the first half statistics. We'll also have the performance from the Brenham Cup Marching Band, our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway, and then our HEB Scholar of the Week. We'll find out who that is. And Medina gets the punt away.
Cubs didn't send anybody deep. They had Jabron Moore and Cartel Brown semi-deep, but just let the ball roll dead. What is that, 20, 30-yard line?
30-yard lines. It'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs. 4:25 left to go until the half. Brenham with a 42-0 lead over the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. Yeah, so Jordan Harvey in the offense out on the field.
With Jacoby Dixon.
Hand off to Dixon. Around the end, and he's at the 30. And knocked out, got to about the 32.
There's a handoff around right tackle. Jacoby just following his blockers. Finally broke it out a little bit farther and run out of bounds. 3-yard gain.
And we got time call. Injured Mustang on the field. Cubs, as we said, have dominated every facet of the game so far. And let's see, while we've got time here, let's take a look and take a look at some of the scores. And right now, Lake Creek leading runner 28-3. They've got like 6:40 left to go in the half there. And they got a good one in Montgomery. Randall leading the Montgomery Bears 28-21. They've got 4:19 left to go until the half there.
We're going to root for Montgomery in that game.
Yep. And it is the Burton Panthers leading the Snook Blue Jays. That's 27-0. 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. So good job for Burton.
That'll bring a smile to Daryl's face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're at halftime. Oh, my gosh. Halftime, Belleville Brema's leading the Sealy Tigers 49-0 at half.
I was just getting ready to ask you that question. Anything on Belleville?
Yeah.
You answered that question rather quickly.
The trail boss will be pleased. I've been a snap. I think Harvey wasn't ready for the snap, and it just bounced back and hit him in the face mask.
And recovered by Lamar Consolidated.
That was a miscommunication there. He was still calling out the signals, and all of a sudden Robinson snapped it. And a rare miscommunication there on the quarterback center exchange, and so now the Mustangs will have the football and deep into Cub territory at the 31-yard line.
Recovered there by Israel Lopez for Lamar Consolidated.
And so we got 3:28 left to go in the half. Montgomery takes back over with the Cubs leading 42-0. And man in motion. Lothar alone in the backfield. Makes the snap, puts it in the air, and it's going to be complete to White. And brought down.
It was slowed up there by Christian Prosper, and more support came up there for the Brenham Cubs.
And Brenham's already knocked his helmet off. At the 27, the 4-yard pickup. And bring him second down at 6. We have 3:05 left to go here in the second quarter. Back to pass, and it's going to be sacked again.
Good coverage there by those defensive backs for the Brenham Cubs, Doug. And coming up to make another big stop there, Trey Lockett.
Big play there for Trey Lockett. There's a third down and 11. Got 2:20 left to go in the second quarter. Lothar looking to the sideline.
I think he wants to call a timeout and out of timeouts, and they get a delay of the game.
Yeah. They burned all the time. Like you said, Tommy, they burned all the timeouts, so they just had to take the 5-yard penalty. And so second down, or excuse me, third down 11. Down to a minute 35 left to play. And we got a whistle. Movement on the line.
It'd be a false start there on the Mustangs.
That's Jalais Embry, the tight end. And so that'll push it back to the 42-yard line.
Almost third and forever.
Down to a minute 15. Going to let her fly in the air, and that is going to be incomplete. He was looking for Jalais Embry. threw in a double coverage. The Cubs were able to knock it away.
I think I'm right here, Doug. That was batted away there by Kason Edwards for the Cubs.
Good job. And so now with 55 seconds, and that'll make it 4th and 21, and they will go ahead and bring out Medina to punt it away.
That was another big defensive play there by the Cubs.
Gets the kick away. That is going to roll. It's going to make the end zone.
Yes, it did.
Yes,
it did.
Okay, so that'll be a touchback. Ball at the 44-yard line. The Cub offense will come back out on the field. In the backfield with
Jalen
Moore. And it looks like I think they may take a knee here. And they will. Cubs content to go into the locker room with the lead. Got 30 seconds left on the clock. Yeah, it looks like the teams will go ahead and let this one run all the way down and go into the locker room. We're here at halftime. The Brenham Cubs lead at 42-0 over the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And we will be back with a halftime show after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
As we come back here to Trailer Stadium in Rosenberg, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here at the half with the Brenham Cubs lead at 42-0 over the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And so far, Tommy, this has been just total domination by the Cubs.
No doubt about it, Doug. Extremely dominating performance there by our Brenham Cubs. And it's not just one individual. You have a variety of individuals that are in, all in on the scoring this evening.
They certainly are. And as we take a look at the halftime statistics, brought to us our good buddy Michael Groves. And right now here at the half, passing for the Cubs, Jordan Harvey, he is seven out of seven passing, 131 yards, one touchdown. And then rushing the football, you've got both Jalen Ward and Jordan Harvey, both three carries for 83 yards. Ward has two touchdowns, Harvey one touchdown. Jacoby Dixon, he's got seven carries, 65 yards and a touchdown. As a whole, the Cubs, 13 carries, 231 yards, and four touchdowns. And then on the receptions, leading receiver is Chris Guidry with one catch for a 92-yard touchdown. You got Ivan Salazar, two catches, 17 yards. Jacoby Dixon, two catches for 12 yards. And Deontay Martin, one catch for 11 yards. Meanwhile, on the flip side for Lamar Consolidated, their quarterback, Nathan Lothar, he's 3 out of 14 passing for just 22 yards. And rushing the football, he's carried the ball 13 times for only 20 yards. Julius Brown, one carry for 2 yards. And Simon Fernando, one carry for 2 yards. So they've held him to 15 carries for 24 yards. So how about, So for Lamar Consolidated, only 46 yards of total offense in the first half.
I tell you what, very dominating performance there, and that's what Coach Owings had elated to prior to the game in his interview, that he wanted that defense to step it up a notch, and so far, thus far in this game, in the first half, the defense has stepped it up.
And now let's go down the field where the halftime show is underway.
The Brenham Cub Band. The Cub Band will perform their 2023 competitive show with each new sunset. The show follows a lonesome cowboy as he reflects on love on the range. Music for the show includes I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton, end credits to the film Silverado, Sarsaparilla by John Mackey, and Happy Ending from the Red Pony Suite by Aaron Copland. Our soloists are vocalists Kyle Freeman, Brandon Tran, Joshua Parker, Nick Pinko, Sam Klepper, Matthew Marquardt, Alan Guerrero, Chris Vargas, Tyler Lindeman, Brett Campbell, Thomas Morgan, Katie Matthews, Sam Lehman, Austin Cohn, and Julie Baker, Paige Stewart, Kimberly Massenberg, and Stephanie Alpilos are dance soloists. The Cub Band will compete tomorrow at the Katy Marching Festival at 3 p.m. Under the field direction of drum majors Candice Gonzalez, Leslie Solis, and Jose Santamanios Ambrosio, this is the Brenham Cub Band, and with each new sunset.
right, and that's your Brenham Cub Marching Band halftime performance. And we got more to come here on the halftime report. We are Brenham Cubs leading here 42-0. And coming up, we're going to have, well, right now, let's do our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all the sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brennamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in this store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow per winner per household during the Cub football season. And we'll be back with more after we hear these words from our sports friends and our sponsors. Back in 2 minutes.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full, full, full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
And back we go here at the half, and it's time now for our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And the Student Scholar Award is based on academic excellence. And our winner tonight is Marty Nauman. And Marty will receive a certificate from HEB in Brenham. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Marty here. And Marty Nauman, and his favorite subject is medical science. Favorite teacher is Dr. Marley. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity is National Honor Society. And college or university plans, he plans on majoring in biomedical medicine and later pursuing medical school. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, do your best, always give it 100%, and never stop trying until you've reached your goal. So, very, very intelligent young man there.
Tell you what, I love to hear that, Doug, because that young man is going in the right direction, planning on going to medical school. Wish him well, and he has a bright future in front of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Marty. And as Tommy said, I echo those sentiments. Good luck to you. And enjoy the rest of your senior year and graduation, and good luck in medical school. Well, here at the half, the Brenham Cubs, their luck has been completely on their side as they lead it 42-0. And don't forget to go by Nathan's Barbecue, register for the first touchdown Andy, Nathan's is proud to sponsor the First Touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and back by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. And you make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. Stop by and get your chance to win a rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And you can be like our winner tonight, Melanie Warshak, who was our winner here on the first touchdown that was scored by Jacoby Dixon. Back with more of the halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Financial advisor, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
And back we go as we are at the half with the Brenham Cubs and Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. And let's take a look at some of the halftime score, or the scores we have here while we're at the half. And first we will start over in Snook, where they got a big district matchup there. And it has just gone final. The Burton Panthers have defeated the Snook Blue Jays 27-0, the final score. And so congratulations to the Burton Panthers on getting another big victory there. And meanwhile, let's check in on our district. And there at the half, Lake Creek leading Brian Rutter 28-3. And let's see, and then Montgomery. Well, they're at the half. Richmond Randall leading Montgomery 35-21 there. And then Huntsville, of course, has the week off. We got, and then and they're in the just start of the third quarter. LaGrange leading Caldwell 32-21. Giddings Buffaloes, they are in the third quarter. And Giddings leading Smithville 20-7 there. And then Needville in Navasota tonight. Or excuse me, that was Iola. Excuse me, Iola Colony in Navasota. And that is Iowa Colony leading Navasota 24-21. They've got 9:30 left to go in the game there. So that's a very close one going on there in Navasota.
Barn burner there.
Yeah. And Anderson Shiro all over Warren, 40-7 there. So Owls looking to stay unbeaten on the season. Belleville and Sealy, the Austin County shootout tonight, and it's all Belleville. Belleville, they got a little over a minute left to go in the game, and Brayman's leading the Tigers 69-0 there.
Wow.
I mean, Belleville is just unreal as to just how good that team is this year.
I tell you what, I've talked to some of the folks from Belleville, and they have some talented young men over there.
And then also at halftime, Hallettsville leading Hempstead 36-0. Columbus Cardinals and Hitchcock, they're tied 24 apiece at halftime. And Iola leading Milano 34-7. That's in the fourth quarter there. And fourth quarter, you got College Station leading Leander Glenn 43-19. And in the third quarter, A&M Consolidated leading Leander 56-0 there.
Wow.
So two shellackings going on there as well. That seems to be the theme of the night.
How would you like to be at that game when College Station plays Consolidated?
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be a good game when those two go head-to-head with the points that they're putting up this year.
The crosstown rivals.
Yep. And it looks like the two teams are coming out for the second half, and we'll be back with the second half kickoff after we hear another 2 minutes from our sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full, full, full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center or call 836 1010 today.
It's electric. And welcome back here to, we're about ready to start the third quarter. Apparently we just found out the phone line, we were having some trouble with the phone lines at the radio station. And so if you want to get in on the Mattress Guys giveaway, you can go ahead and do that now. Call 936-993-979-836-9937. And be the third caller, and you can win the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow, courtesy of the Mattress Guys. We're told the phones are back up working again, so go ahead and call 979-836-9937 for the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow, courtesy of the Mattress Guys. And we're ready for the second half kickoff. Second half kickoff is brought to you by Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a star defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. And the Mustangs will field it out across the 20 to the 30 and up to the 38-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs. And, of course, Christy's office located 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham. And come on out and cheer the Brenham Cubs at number 51, Connor Schlotman, this Cubs season.
There's Julius Brown on the return there for the Mustangs.
And it'll be first and 10.
Well, let's see if that defense can pick up where they left off in the first half.
And let's also see if we pick up some new faces. Now it looks like, well, let's see if we can pick up some new faces out there. And some of them, they got some different jersey numbers in handoff.
That's number four, Doug.
That would be Dustin Rogers on the carry. And he's out across the 41-yard line, a three-yard pickup.
Connor Appelt on the stop there for the Brenham Cubs.
Second down and seven.
Out to the 41-yard line. Angle three on the play. Second and seven.
And that is still Nathan Lothar at quarterback. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Carol Davis, the winner on our Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time giveaway. So Carol, enjoy that Z-Gel Convolution pillow. And they are going to break it through, and we got a flag down. Lothar on the run. And we'll see if that sticks or not.
So, well, it was Lothar. He faked a handoff and went straight up the middle with the football there. Broke away from several Cub defenders, but as you said, Doug, a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going back.
He had gotten in inside the Cub 40-yard line, and we'll see if it's maybe a holding call or a block in the back. Waiting on the official to make the call. And it's going to be holding against the Mustangs, so that'll bring it back. Back him up 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so it'll move back to the 38-yard line. Excuse me, 37-yard line. Yeah, we got some confusion here between the officials on what down it is. Clock has stopped with 10:42 left to go here in the third quarter. And still no word yet here from the fellows. Are we ready? And so... So what down did we just, well, they decided it is first and 11.
That one I haven't quite figured out yet.
Yeah, okay. So first and 11.
Should it not be second down?
I would think so.
That is, I haven't figured this one out. So.
Yeah. And back to pass goes Lothar, and he's going to have to break free, and he's going to get sacked.
Trey Lockett.
Lockett with another big play, and he's having himself a really good game.
I tell you what, Trey Lockett's having a really, really big game this evening.
We've called his name numerous times. Ball is back to the 29-yard line, and that'll bring up second down at 22.
Thus far in this game, that defense doing just as Coach Youngs had hoped it would do, doing a very good job.
Trying to dial up their first shutout of the season. Lothar rolling out, and he is in pursuit now, trying to get away. He's being hot and going to get Lockett again with another sack.
I'm telling you, another big sack there for Trey Lockett.
Showing that speed and taking off, and he's got the quarterback now, back-to-back sacks on, or sacks on back-to-back plays.
He wants to put a stamp on something.
Yeah. And ball back now to the 23-yard line. And so that's going to bring up, let's see here, third down and 24 needed to get the first.
In all seriousness, Trey Lockett just doing an outstanding job this evening.
Yeah, we're going to get a whistle.
Timeout again.
And it's a timeout taken by the Mustangs. This will be their first of the half. And so we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go here as the Mustangs out on the field. Lothar back to pass. He's under pressure again and just got the pass away. And that was
Rodgers.
Rodgers on the catch, but not enough needed to get the first down.
As you said, Doug, big pass rush there by the Cubs, and Lothar just getting rid of it.
And so now that will bring on the punt team. Jesus Medina back to kick it away. And he will give it the boot, and the Cubs are going to let it roll. All right, let it go, and it's going to be down, looks like about the 34-yard line. And so the Cub offense will come out on the field for the first time here in the second half, leading it 42-0 with 7:23 left to go in the third quarter.
See if Coach Young's going to spend time using up that clock.
And looks like we're going to have some new faces out there.
We have a new quarterback, number 16.
That is Zyron Upshaw, the sophomore, who's the JV quarterback.
And Chris Elliott next to him.
And off goes to Elliott. And Elliott trying to spin out of the tackle, and he's going to be brought down.
Big stop there for the Mustangs by Kenneth Roan.
And so Upshaw. And off goes to Elliott again. And Elliott this time got some running room up to the 40-yard line.
A simple handoff there over left guard. Nice quick move there by Chris Elliott. Nice little game.
Brings up third and four.
Third down and four. .6:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Got Rags in the one side and trying to pick up the receivers on the other side.
It's Elliott again.
Elliott again. And he's going to be short of the first down. This might be the first time tonight the Cubs have to punt. One of the new receivers is Tristan Shugart, was one of the receivers. Going to find the other one.
And the first down marker is fourth and one.
And the other one is JT Moore, number 10. And let's see if the Cubs can try to go for it.
Oh, they are. There we go.
And we got Hagen Frank is also lined up as the H-back. And hand off to Elliott, and he is going to be hitting the backfield for a loss.
I tell you what, that's Kenneth Ferrone coming in there quickly and making a big stop. They're on Chris Elliott.
That is a turnover on downs.
And so the Cubs will turn the ball over on downs, and so it'll be Mustang football. At the 38-yard line.
I can see two things here, Doug. Coach Young's want to see how the youngsters would perform at this level. And the other thing is to see if that defense really steps it up.
And we've got a lot of new faces on the defense now. We'll get to them as the quarter goes along. Hand off.
That is Rogers.
Rogers on the carry. Yeah, brought down by number 29. That's Caleb Espinoza.
Oh, nice job there by Caleb.
And loss of yardage there. Loss of two. That'll bring up second down and 12. Also, Jace Miller in there now on defensive end. And let's see. Also, Shane Escamilla. We've seen him before tonight. And Darius Brown in there as well on the defensive line. And Dalen Watson in there as well. So Coach emptying the bench here with the big lead. Hand off, and that'll be Jace Miller with the tackle there.
Hey, a nice stop there on Lothar.
After a no gain, that'll bring up second down. Or no, excuse me, third down. Third down, 11, a one-yard pickup. Jabrion Moore still in the game. Kason Edwards also in there. And let's see, also in there, Riley Davis in there on defense, and Tylan Powell in there as well. Lothar rolling. Pass is going to be caught and breaking free and heading to the end zone. That is going to be Samir White for the touchdown. And White goes 41 yards to the end zone. And there went the shutout as 3:10 left here in the third quarter. On for the extra point try. That is going to be Nathan Vasquez. Thank you. And kick is up. It's good. And so with 3:10 left to go in the third quarter, Cubs lead at 42-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And up we go. We're still in the third quarter. And the Cubs lead at 42-7. Mustangs finally get on the board against members of the JV team that Coach Young's brought up.
Deep for the Cubs on the kickoff, Cartel Brown and Jalen Ward.
And so Vasquez getting set to kick it off. And that one is going to be fielded.
Jabrion Moore? No. That's Jose Castillo.
Jose Castillo on the return. Up to the 30-yard line, and the Cubs will take over on offense.
The kick is returned to the 30-yard line.
And the offense returns to the field. Upshaw still a quarterback, along with Elliott in the backfield. And off to Elliott. And try to get around the end and break some tackles, but he's going to be brought down for a loss on the play.
Brought down again there by Kenneth Rohn for the Mustangs.
Lost back to the 26-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 14. .230 left to go in the third quarter.
Interesting call here. Will Coach Young continue to keep it on the ground, or will we see Upshaw throwing the football?
And hand off to Elliott again. And they're right there waiting for him. And then there's going to be a flag down.
I think it's a combination. I saw a face mask.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be marked off against the Mustangs, and it'll be an automatic first down for the Cubs.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 62 on the defense, 15 yards from the side of the line, from the end of the run.
And so, band's booing, but I mean, that was a pretty blatant.
It's very blatant.
And so,
it was unnecessary roughness, but I actually did see a face mask also.
Yeah.
I think they missed that one.
Yeah, I agree. And ball at the 37-yard line with a minute 40 left to go. And they're going to fake it. And Upshaw going to keep it himself out across the 40, 45. And he had a nice run there.
Tell you what, he faked a handoff there to Chris Elliott. Broke the ball. Broke with the ball out to the right sideline. Nice little gain there. That, was that 9 yards?
Yeah, I think so. And that'll bring up second and one.
Upshaw showing us a little flash.
And so second down and one. Clock running down to 53 seconds. And off to Elliott. Elliott running behind the line. I think he might have picked up the first down there.
Yes, he did. Just straight handoff there to Chris Elliott. Right up the gut. Gets enough for another Cub first down.
To the 49-yard line. And I think the Cubs are going to let the clock run out here in the third quarter. As we're down to just 15 seconds left and 10 seconds, and both teams going to the sideline. So that'll be the end of the third quarter with our score. The Brenham Cubs leading at 42-7. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And handoff goes to Elliott, and he will pound it forward and get a couple of yards in. We'll bring up second down and eight.
Yeah, it was just another straight handoff there to Chris Elliott, just straight up the middle.
And we start the fourth quarter here. Cubs lead at 42-7. Starters are out, and Coach Danny Young's going with his JV players that were brought up to get some experience. Since Lamar Consolidated didn't have any JV players, it does not have a JV team. And handoff goes to Elliott, who's actually a senior, so he's not, technically not JV, but they've been relying him on the bulk of the duty here as he gets it up to the 44-yard line.
There's a handoff there to Chris Elliott, a sweep around left end, made it cut back, move toward the middle of the field. Nice little gain. Was it second and three?
No, third and three.
Third and three, I'm sorry.
And clock running down here to 10:30 left to go in the game. Yeah, we're going to get a whistle here. Delay game against the Cubs. They let the clock run down too much. So back him up 5 yards.
5 yard delay of game penalty makes it third and eight.
So instead of third and three, it's now third and eight at the 49-yard line. And they're going to fake the handoff, and Upshaw going to keep it himself. And he got a few yards there.
Yeah, Upshaw faked a handoff there to Chris Elliott. Just took the ball straight back up the middle.
There's a ball on the 47-yard line, and the punt team will come out now.
We talk about Chris Elliott, Doug. When you have guys like Jacoby Dixon and Jalen Ward, kind of hard to see a little playing time.
Yeah, that's true. And so I'm bringing up Landon Zelinka, the punter. And I believe this is the first time we've seen him tonight.
It is the first time.
And he will get the punt away. And Cubs will get it at the 16-yard line. As we're down to 8:50 left to go in the game. Ball will be spotted at the 16-yard line. First and 10 for the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs.
First and 10 Mustangs from the 16.
Man in motion, and on the end around it's Samir White.
Was that Christian Prosper coming? 19?
Not sure. I missed that because the post here on the press box.
Yes, it was. It was Christian Prosper coming up, making a nice stop there.
And so that'll bring up second down. Because they just got back to the line of scrimmage. Back to pass, and that is going to be complete to White.
Kason Edwards and Landon Shipley coming up to make the stop for the Cubs.
And it's going to be a first down for Lamar Consolidated.
Moves the chains. First and 10 for the Mustangs at the 27.
Yeah, back to pass, and now he's going to tuck it and run. And out across the 25 and over to the 30. 35 goes the quarterback, Mother. And he'll pick up the first down.
Making the stop there for the Cubs, Doyle Brown.
As we come up on 7 minutes left to go in the quarter. Or left to go in the game, rather. Back to pass, and Lothar going to tuck it. Oh, there's a fumble on the play, and just recovered.
Tell you what, that was a big hit there, Doug, by number 94, Mason Sieber.
Yeah. Another one.
Knocked the ball loose, recovered by the Mustangs.
Ian Garcia, one of the linemen, fell on it. But the loss is back to the 30-yard line. And it's on ring up second down at 17. So coming down to 6 minutes left to play.
I like that defensive end. Sophomore looks a little promising here.
Play action. And they're going to put it in the air. And incomplete, and nobody in the vicinity there.
I think he was trying to hit White, but good coverage there by number 31, Tylon Powell.
Okay, another one of the new faces there. And so that's going to weigh up third down and 17. Clock stops on the incompletion with 5:42 left to go in the game. Back to pass goes a little third. He's going to take off, and he just gets it away.
To number 12, Doug.
And that is Amior Goins.
Nice stop there by Kason Edwards for the Cubs.
And so up to the 41-yard line. That'll bring it fourth and five. And I'm pretty sure at this point in the game they're going to just go for it. As we're coming down to the five-minute mark left to go in the game.
Coach Young's going to see how his new faces respond to this.
Yeah. Pass and
a big rush.
They're rushing and gets the pass away.
That's 88.
88 trying to bring him down. That's
Landon Jalis, Shipley.
Jalis Embry, and they finally got him down.
Big he stop was, there by Landon Shipley.
Yeah, he was practically dragging Shipley with him, but got it down to the 30-yard line.
A little bit of height difference there.
Yeah. Embry goes 6'3", and not quite sure how Shipley goes, but I don't think it's that.
He's not 6'3". We know that.
As we're down to under 4 minutes now. And the handoff. That is Rogers on
That's
the kick.
Rogers.
Up to the 18-yard line of the Cubs.
Christian Prosper on the tackle for the Cubs.
Little Thor checking his receivers. Waiting on the snap. And he's going to pass. That is going to be complete. And I think,
I think that's 88.
That's Embry again. Down to the 6-yard line of the Cubs. Clock down to 2:49. Cubs lead at 42-7 here.
That was just a quick slant pattern there to Embry. And Lothar hit him right on the numbers.
No, they're waiting on the snap. Rushes on, and he is going to get brought down with a sack there.
Oh, nice play there. That's number 29, Doug. That's another new face. Caleb Espinoza.
And Espinoza with a sack, and that'll move them back a little bit.
Nice play there by Espinoza.
Back to the 17-yard line. As we're down underneath 2 minutes left to go.
I don't know, that was real pleasing for Coach Young to see.
Yeah.
Another sophomore.
And pass incomplete. He was looking for Embry again and covered by Christian Prosper.
Yeah, Prosper, pretty good coverage there.
Staying stride for stride with him. That'll bring up third down and 10 on the incompletion. Clock stop with a minute 28 left to go in the game.
A Would that be third and 10 or third and goal?
Third and 10. I think third and 10.
He had the loss, though.
Yeah.
And they were on the six.
Oh, well, then it might be then. I think you're right. Yeah, now that I think about it. And a little rolling pass. Incomplete. Almost intercepted.
He did intercept it.
He did intercept it.
I'm going to get that number. Cason Edwards.
Cason Edwards, a big interception there. And that should do it. With a minute 20 left to go in the game, the Cubs will take possession of the ball. And, well, Lamar Consolidated does have two timeouts left. Cubs may run it once or twice just to get it out of the shadow of the end zone.
Upshaw and another new face, number 22.
It's Andre Powell. And hand off to Powell. Got it across the five up to the six-yard line.
Yeah, just straight handoff right straight up the middle there. We're going to say two more plays.
Probably so. And now in at left tackle is number 77, Carter Paleman, opened up a big hole for Powell to run through there.
Yeah, nice block there by Paleman, and that should be the nail in the coffin.
And so that they're going to let it tick down, and that is going to do it. Your final score, the Brenham Cubs are going to win this one 42-7, and that will take us to the postgame show. And tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cup football game made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And we'll be back with the postgame show to hear 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly Pro Clean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday. Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Tonight's postgame show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Bow Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Cold Course Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Kenjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick and GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizen State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
We go. Once again, your final score, the Brenham Cubs win it 42-7 over the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. Now let's take a look at the final stats, and it was Jordan Harvey, 7 out of 7 passing, 131 yards and a touchdown. Rushing the football for the Brenham Cubs, it was Jalen Ward, 3 carries, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Jordan Harvey, 3 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, Jacoby Dixon, 7 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And then late in the game, you had Powell with 2 carries for 18 yards. Upshaw, 2 carries for 11 yards. Elliott, 9 carries for 6 yards. So the Cubs end up with 26 carries for 266 yards and 4 touchdowns. And then the pass completions all coming in the first quarter, and our first half, rather. And the leading receiver, Chris Guidry, 1 catch, 91 yards, and a touchdown. And then you had Salazar, 2 catches, 17 yards, and Dixon, 2 catches, 12 yards. and Martin one catch for 11 yards. Meanwhile, on the side for the Mustangs, you had Lothar was 9 out of 23 for 135 yards. And rushing-wise, he was also the leading ball carrier, 20 carries for 16 yards. Cubs held them to just 33 yards rushing in the game, and so kept them offensively, too. 166 yards of total offense for the Mustangs tonight, and most of that, a large chunk of that coming in when the game was well decided in the second half. Well, we got more to come here on the postgame. Let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend.
All right, we're going to do the highlights of the day.
It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days.
Oh, I said we're going to do the highlights when we come back from this break.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
At WC Tractor, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your New Holland equipment. And you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only New Holland genuine parts are guaranteed standards of your New Holland equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original. New Holland genuine parts. For New Holland genuine parts, visit WC Tractor in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
And back we go here, and the Cubs pick up the 42-7 win over Lamar Consolidated. And it's time to take a look at the scoring recap. And the Cubs would get things going with 10 minutes, 55 seconds left to go the first quarter. Jacoby Dixon, much like he did last week, got things started with a 22-yard run. And hand off to Jacoby Dixon, and he is going to bounce off a tackler. 15, 10, 5, into the end zone, and that's a Cub touchdown.
I tell you what, just simple running play right up the gut. Jacoby Dixon had the first down. Another guy came up, tried to tackle him, stiff-armed him, broke out to the right sideline, basically walked into the end zone.
And then after that, it would be Jalen Ward about 5 minutes later. He would rush one in from 8 yards out. And off Jalen Ward, and Ward's going to break out. And he's around the end, and he's going to coast into the end zone for the Brenham Cub touchdown.
Simple handoff right up the middle to Jalen Ward. Jalen breaks it to the outside. Open field, another Cub touchdown.
Sorry about that. And then on the third drive of the game for the Cubs, this time it would be Jordan Harvey, the quarterback, as he took off and he broke one for 74 yards for another Cub touchdown. They got Cruzy now lined up as a line, as a receiver, and Harvey's going to take it himself. And Jordan Harvey out across the 40 to the 50. He's going to go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. Jordan Harvey goes 74 yards for the Brenham Cub touchdown. And then to wrap up the first quarter, it would be Jalen Ward this time on a 66-yard touchdown run. And Harvey takes a snap, and that is going to be an end around. And that is Jalen Ward. Ward out across the 45 to the 40. Now Ward got his way open, and he is down the sidelines in for the Cub touchdown. As time expires here in the first quarter, that's a 66-yard run for Ward. And then we started the second quarter, and it was Jordan Harvey finding Chris Guidry on a 92-yard touchdown pass. Harvey takes a snap, and now he's going to put it in the air. And that is going to be caught.
That's Chris.
Chris Guidry down the line. And he is going to go coast to coast. 92 yards for the Cub touchdown. And then they would get one more score. Cade, while we were, we unfortunately missed this one. Cade Moore on a, while we were on a break, had a fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown, and that made it 42 to nothing. Lamar Consolidate would get one more touchdown in the third quarter, and that would wrap up the scoring 42 to 7. Once again, your final score. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have, Tommy with Coach Youngs after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, back we go as we continue with more of the postgame show. Now I'm sitting down to Tommy with Coach Youngs on the for the postgame.
Dominating first half performance, Coach Youngs.
Yeah, I was real proud of our guys the way they came out and played. You know, they were focused, had a good week of practice, came out and executed, run around. You know, a couple of misalignments here and there, but I thought for the most part they really played well.
You talked about your defense. Were you satisfied by your regular defense in the first half?
Yeah, I thought in the first half we did a good job of tackling. One misalignment there wasn't happy about, but for the most part, yeah, they played hard and did a good job right there.
How do you feel these newcomers? Had a lot of newcomers in the second half. How do you feel they responded?
I thought they did a good job. You know, JV didn't have a game this week, so we brought a bunch of them up, and I hope we got almost everybody in because it stinks when they have to miss a game. But, you know, when they got in, I thought they played hard. They get to see a little bit of Friday Night Lights and, you know, the future. I mean, we got so many young players on the varsity anyway, it's good to get those guys in and let them get a chance to play. They thought they did a good job.
Really great performance for you. Enjoy the victory. 2-1 in district.
Yeah, absolutely. Big one next week.
Very good.
Thanks, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tommy with Coach Youngs, and back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Come back here. It's time now to name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And we had definitely several options here tonight, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it. There was about four or five that were really, really good, but one really, really stood out, and I'm going to let you tell the story on that one.
Yeah, and that was Cubs were pinned down to their own 8-yard line, and Harvey went back to pass and found Chris Guidry, who made a great over-the-shoulder catch, and then raced 92 yards to the end zone for the touchdown. And that pretty much at that point sealed everything up for the Cubs.
Oh, there was no doubt about it. Such a really, really big play. It was just a nice play by Jordan Harvey making the move and, throwing the long pass. Chris Guidry making the nice catch, and I tell you what, it was a foot race that wasn't even close.
Yeah. And our Whataburger, what a play of the game. Brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. And when we come back, we'll name the John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Get out of here before they turn the
lights. Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
And as we come back, time now to name our John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. And we put our heads together. We're in the same area on that. And for offense, we had several guys that could qualify, but we're going to go with Jordan Harvey, 7 out of 7, 131 yards passing and a touchdown, and then also had a big 74-yard touchdown. Well, he had the 92-yard pass to Guidry and then the 74-yard touchdown run himself. So Jordan Harvey, our outstanding offensive player of the game.
Great choice there, Doug. We were both right on target on that. That 92-yard touchdown pass to Guidry, that was the nail in the coffin. That sealed it for him there. Just an outstanding performance by Jordan Harvey.
And then on defense, we had a young man who really, on a night where a lot of guys had good nights, this guy really stood out.
No, there was no doubt about it. One guy on defense, he stood out that entire first half. Had three huge sacks, and that's Trey Lockett. Just an outstanding defensive game for him this evening. Trey Lockett, our outstanding defensive player of the game. Thank you, John Breeden, for sponsoring that.
And the outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden, State Farm Agent. And you can see State Farm Agent John Breeden at 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back we go here one more time to Trailer Stadium in Rosenberg, where the Brenham Cubs win at 42-7. Big win here tonight. And now next week, Tommy, we're back at home at Cub Stadium for homecoming against Brian Rutter.
Big contest there. I know that's a concern on Coach Young's part. They're gonna enjoy this victory this evening. And looking forward to that game next weekend. Of course, homecoming. Big special weekend for us.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we hope you can be a part of that. Well, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Craig and Cortland back at the studio for helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in. Thank you once again to the good folks here at Lamar Consolidated ISD for their hospitality this evening. Also, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for Tommy Lange to my right, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's postgame show was brought to you by Peter Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, Afried and Belmont, Wingstop and Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Popcorn Foods, Burger King, Courier Construction Company, Milwaukee Water Well Services, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Prison Village, Woodsy Lumber Company, Pepper Forever, Rubon and Petroleum, A1 College Plumbing, Roman Insurance Company, Missouri Tile, Metro Freno, Subway and Brittle, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Slowman with Farmers Insurance Company, HEB in Brenham, UDR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick and JT, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.